This is Only We Matter Podcast. I'm Brandon.
I'm Jacqueline. Our desire is to bridge the gap between generations. Too often we segregate by age and lose the benefits of learning from one another.
Let's jump into today's conversation. Well, here we are at Only We Matter Podcast, where we have been talking with Kimberly Barnes for the past couple episodes and her blog, and with her husband. And the third topic, you're going to talk about one more topic today about what you guys talked about. But can you tell us just briefly then what this blog's about and our last topic?
Yeah. So the blog is called thenotsoperfectparents.com. And we, Brandon and I, but I really, really enjoy this blog. It is a no-nonsense, just organized, how to raise kids. Their blog is so easy to get around and to find stuff. So if you're an organizational junkie, then this blog is easy to maneuver. So it's all podcasts or all posts. How to get organized. They talk about marriage. They talk about values and character, routine, finances, family fun, meals. They cover everything, and it's really great.
Awesome. So the third topic that you guys talked about is modeling or teaching Jesus in the home. And so let's take a listen and hear this, and then we'll talk about it.
How are you teaching or modeling Jesus to your home?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. This is different than it was for me as a kid, too. And that is that we talk openly a lot about our relationship with Jesus. And we talk about situations that we see happen and how is God working in that? How can we see God in that? We talk a lot about difficult people because we're all encountering them all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it is just having that openness about our relationship. And they all four of them accepted Jesus into their hearts when they were little. And now they're all just on a journey of having that become their own. And some have more faith than others. Some don't really want to go to church, and others are really excited about that. And we're trying not to push so hard that it turns them away, but it is a really interesting time when you're a teenager and you're trying to figure this all out, and you don't really feel like you need God because you have a lot of answers already on your own. So it's interesting, but we do require them to come to church with us, and our older kids sit through the service with us, and we like that because we've heard the statistics that if kids sit through church with their families, they're more likely to have their faith stick than if they are off with a peer group on a Sunday morning instead of being in the service. So we do require that. We do encourage them to do devotionals daily. They all have a book. I usually get them a new one once a year or so. That doesn't mean they're always reading it, but it's there. And Mark and I really love the Bible app, and we'll do devotionals on that together where we are reading the same thing. We can both comment on it. So we encourage them to do that. I think one of the most tangible things for kids is service, just doing things for others, putting somebody before yourself and just kind of being the hands and feet of Jesus, whether that's helping at an event at church or if it's taking a meal to somebody in need, stopping to give a ride to somebody. We do those kinds of things because we want to show them this is what we're called to do, to just be aware of who needs us and just show up for people. So I think I hope our kids have seen that, and they could be serving more than they are, but it's so important for kids because they just can't see outside themselves when they're in these formative years. It's just all about them. So any opportunity to think about somebody else is great. Once they are like junior high age, we encourage them to go to youth group. We have provided lots of opportunities for them to go to camp and weekend retreats. And we feel like a lot of growth happened for both Mark and I at experiences like that. And I think it's easier to own it when it's an encounter you have on your own. So the jury is not out. Our oldest is 16. So we don't know what's going to happen, but we pray for them like crazy. And we just hope that they choose to follow Jesus their whole lives and that they grow up to marry believers. That's our hope.
So you mentioned about like your parents and that it's different in your home than it is when you grew up. So talk a bit about that. What was it like growing up? I mean, I know you grew up in a Christian home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I must have known the basics when I was little because I accepted Jesus when I was like 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And I definitely knew right and wrong because I running away from my mom who probably had a spanking spoon in her hand. But I feel like growing as a Christian happened more independently. It wasn't something we really talked about as a family. My dad did have a devotional book that we would read at dinner as a family, which, you know, I appreciate that he was really trying. But a lot of it, I think, for us became our own and happened through youth group and weekends away. And I was a big Young Life kid, so we would go to campaigner Bible studies and things like that are what provided that kind of a growth for us. I don't remember, and I could just not be remembering, but a lot of spiritual conversation. And I think it just wasn't the way our parents related to us. Not only that, but they didn't get on the floor and play with us, and we didn't talk about life things the way this generation does. And that's not us saying, oh, we had a great idea. That's just kind of a cultural shift in the way we approach our kids. And so that's why we are so much more open with our kids than our parents were. It wasn't like they were hiding it. I do remember seeing my mom almost every morning sitting in the office reading her Bible and having a quiet time. So It might just be more that they led by a quiet example. They did take us to church every weekend. We would never have missed, and usually twice a day on Sundays.
Right. You used to have evening services. It's rare, actually, to have a church that does that now.
Right. It really is.
Our church does, but it's true. It's rare.
Right. Well, and just with how busy families are, it's probably hard to get back a second time with kids. I mean, we did it. I remember it being a priority.
I remember that, too. We always had to miss the end of Disney, Walt Disney.
Yes, because you didn't have a Betamax yet.
No, we didn't. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I hope young ones that are listening to this will go, say, what?
Right. No, my students can't believe that I didn't have a cell phone until I was 30, so they for sure don't know what a Betamax is.
Wow. Yeah, you're right.
Right, like I was under a rock.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, so Brandon, so with that little clip about just teaching and modeling Jesus in the home, what do you think? Where are some questions? Can you relate to what Kimberly is talking about? I love that she has wanted to pull a few things from her growing up years, but she is changing things up in her own home.
Yeah, exactly. Like she was able to see how her parents used scripture to form their lives, but she wanted a little more hands-on. And I really like that idea of disciple, more of like a disciple making at home aspect where she wanted to combine the Bible and service. She was pretty specific about that and combining those two aspects that it is about learning the Bible together and wondering what it's talking about, but then also being hands-on and serving like Jesus would, and like giving people rides was one example, and showing the love of Jesus. And I love that difference. And so, I think it's so interesting to see, like, there's two things I want to talk about is just that idea itself of being more hands-on and raising our children towards Jesus, but also the difference and how she was raised. And like, we've talked about three different topics already now. So finances was our last one. And then fearless parenting, allowing risk with raising kids. The risk one, she did the same as her parents. And then finances and modeling, teaching Jesus, it's slightly different and maybe a little more significantly different in one than the other. Than how she was raised. She saw something. And so she didn't just copy her parents. I find that interesting as well. Like sometimes we copy our parents exactly. Sometimes we're like, no, I'm going to do things very differently to my home, you know? Mm. So those two things of, first of all, like, I think that's awesome. I think that's a way to do a Christian parenting well, is hands-on, interacting with scripture together, wondering what that's like, and then service and what it is to serve one another through the eyes of Jesus and being his hands and feet. What was your value in that, in raising your boys?
Yeah. You know, I remember one time, the boys were smaller and, the pastor said, you know, it was a bit of a transition in the church we were in at the time, and they were considering taking, you know, Sunday school out. Was it still a value? Is this something that we can, you know, attribute internal resources towards? And he just said, like, how do you feel about coming to Sunday school? Like, is that something that's just kind of gone by the wayside? And I said, no, you know what? It's just who we are. And it's just what we do. Like, we don't think about it. We do Sunday school. And that's how I was raised. I was raised, you do Sunday school. You do Sunday school and you go to church. Sunday is to be in church with other believers and to build each other up. And I transferred that right into our kids. And I mean, it wasn't difficult because Bill was raised with the same type of mentality or same type of structure or value. Sunday was, you just spent with other people that believe the same thing that you do. You know, they went to church and they sang and they worshiped and they learned, and you did Sunday school and you taught when you got old enough. Mm. You taught Sunday school, or you led a small group when you got into junior high and high school. And those were significant things.
Hmm. So what about like Monday through Saturday? What did Jesus, modeling Jesus for you in the home, look like?
Yeah. So when they were smaller, even up until probably late junior high, we would have family devotions at breakfast. Everybody was up early. And so we took 5 or 10 minutes and we read either the Daily Bread or we read a portion of scripture, and it was led primarily by Bill. And then we had a time of prayer together, and then everybody just went, okay, break, you know, and yeah. Everybody just went and did their thing. But when they got a bit older, I drove the boys to school by choice. We had, it was probably about a 15 to 20 minute commute in the car. And so we took time to pray together and to talk about what was coming up and how we could help that situation be more positive because of Jesus and because mm-hmm. of what we believe and what the Bible was telling us.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, that's really good.
Well, I was just going to say, Brandon, that, you know, Bill and I really believe that scripture where it just talks about, you know, when you sit, when you stand, when you're walking, you talk about the Lord, you share about what he's done, you pass it on to the next generation. We looked at it as a promise, because if you tell your children, then they tell the next generation. And we're starting to see now how our children, our grown children in their own family units, are starting to share some of those things that are just specific to our family with other people. And we didn't even think they were really listening at the time. So,
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. For us. Yeah. We want to be like all encompassing. Like I knew one pastoral couple who they really wanted their family to be a pastoral family. And I think that's really hard. I don't want to force my kids to do that, but I want my kids to be Jesus followers, right? And do not be pastors, because maybe they're not gifted in that way, but but to use what God has given them and discover that with them. Like, I'm really excited about that. Mm-hmm. Like, Nadine and I both are just really excited about what gifts and abilities has the Lord given our daughters so that mm-hmm. they could be using for his kingdom and different ways and develop those and looking forward to develop those. So like our oldest is such a ham and like an actor and loves Yay! To be on stage. Yeah. Yes, she totally is. And so we're wondering with her, like, what does it look like? So if we see like kids on stage doing a drama or and singing in a choir, we're like, oh, would you like to do that? And then we're looking into things around us. Like we're excited about that and nurturing those things within our girls so that, but also combining that with, well, what does it look like that God has given you this gift versus I'm just kind of born with this gift. I'm going to do with it what I want. But like, you've been gifted with this.
Yeah.
That gift mentality, I think, changes how we think about how I'm created and I think can be really useful for us as parents. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think that is really on track. And Bill and I, we really believed that the way our children were born, that the things that they were gifted with, so a spiritual gift, if you want to say that, and a talent that we saw when they were younger, and tenacious, like being tenacious, to me is not a negative thing. Mm-hmm. It's a positive thing. It directed properly, because it, to me, it just says God needs that in you for what he is going to call you to do when you're older. And so I really appreciate you, you know, looking into those things and being insightful and asking God for direction for your children, you know, like for acting, and which is close to my heart, that whole film and TV industry. But whatever else it is, whether it's arts or piano or music or whatever, I just think that what he has allowed you to have when you're a child, it's because you're going to need that when you're an adult to maneuver. Mm-hmm.
Totally. That's really good. Well, the last thing that you guys talked about were some values, and one of the values that Kimberly mentioned was being intentional. And I think this is really valuable as we wrap up this conversation about Kimberly Barnes, whether it be fearless parenting, teaching finances, or modeling and teaching Jesus in the home. She encompassed this all in being intentional. So let's listen to that clip and we'll wrap things up.
One theme that has really emerged for Mark and I with the whole blog, and really it's always been there, it just maybe hadn't really been named, is intentionality. And just being intentional about every aspect of your life, or it's going to pass you by and you're going to be in the same place. And so we approach everything that way, whether it's the way we parent our kids or how often we get alone time together or how we set up our meal plan or our chore chart or whatever it is. It's just all about being intentional. And we talk to our kids about, wouldn't it be horrible to like wake up on or be on your deathbed and look back and like see what your life could have been if you had been intentional and not just kind of let it happen to you, but to kind of take charge and lead that. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we talk to our kids about all the time. And I feel like they would tell you they see it in our systems, that we have a system for everything, and they joke and laugh about every time we go on a date, we'll come home and they'll be like, oh, what's the new system? You know, it's gonna last for 2 weeks. But they know that we're really intentional about getting this house clean and getting a meal plan up and spending time together. So that's something that we just really value.
We're talking with Kimberly Barnes, and she is the co-author and founder with her husband Mark for the blog The Not So Perfect Parents, a resource for parents who aren't perfect but want to learn something new every day. And do you?
Yeah, pretty much, yes. Even if it's something small, it's something to be learned in every day.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for just being my guest today. And yeah, I wish you happy cleaning and happy organizing and happy writing. I look forward to seeing the newest blog coming out. And when will that be?
I usually post weekly, usually somewhere between Friday and Sunday. So look for one this weekend at the notsoperfectparents.com.
So Kimberly is intentional. Kimberly and Mark, they've been married for 24 years, and they have 16 years of parenting under their belt, and they are intentional. And that is just one of the things that she just wanted to make sure that her kids, when they look back, they can say about their parents, they were intentional about training and teaching and guiding us.
Yeah, I think that's really important. A great way to wrap this up is, you know, no matter what topic it is, but if you're intentional with it, you know, rather than just letting it happen, just letting, maybe there's a bit of a philosophy there too. You want to let some things happen, but the importance of being intentional with some of these things to, if we want a result, right? If we want to see our kids do something and have a value, we have to be intentional with that value, whether it be finances or modeling Christianity or being fearless. We got to be intentional in showing our children that and teaching them that as well. So that was a really great way to wrap it up. And
Yeah, I love that. And just not about being intentional about teaching them, but being intentional about modeling it.
That's really good. Yeah, that's really great.
Thanks for listening to Only We Matter. I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon. You can find us on any podcast site and social media site mostly. So join the conversation.